Welcome to our podcast where we explore the dynamic world of business in English, covering everything from entrepreneurship and leadership to marketing and finance. In the latest updates from Binance, significant events are unfolding around the legal situation of its former CEO, Changpeng CZ Zhao, in the United States. Recent developments have seen CZ pleading guilty to violating U.S. anti-money laundering laws. Despite posting bond, a court ruling has barred CZ from leaving the U.S. until a final verdict is rendered. This decision, influenced by the concerns of him being a potential flight risk, accentuates the graveness of the charges he faces. Previously, U.S. authorities had requested CZ remain free ahead of his sentencing. However, his request to return to the United Arab Emirates has been denied by a U.S. judge, leading to an order requiring CZ to stay in the U.S. until his prison sentencing. While facing legal challenges, CZ continues to pivot towards future prospects, making predictions about Binance's future. He maintains that the crypto exchange is on the edge of substantial transformation, aiming to establish a new corporate structure that could possibly guide the future trajectory of both Binance and the entire cryptocurrency industry. More updates on these ongoing legal proceedings involving Binance's ex-CEO, along with the prospective changes within the crypto exchange, will be provided as events unfold. In the latest Elon Musk news, the tech mogul recently made notable waves with his visit to Israel, coinciding with accusations of antisemitism on a particular platform causing ripples in recent events. Musk's journey to the startup nation, renowned for its technology innovations, with the prime intention of fostering collaboration and discussing prospective projects in the tech domain. Amongst high-profile encounters, Musk engaged in discourse with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Moreover, he sought to understand the trials endured by the community in the conflict-laden vicinity of the Gaza border through his visit to the Kfar Aza kibbutz, a collective community noted for its innovative techniques to enhance its residents' security and living standards. Backed by the Prime Minister, Musk had first-hand experience of the indomitable spirit and technological prowess of people residing in this area. Musk's trek to Israel serves as affirmation of his vested interest in technological progressions and his enthusiasm for partnering with the field's leaders. Through his interactions, the founder of Tesla and SpaceX intends to tap into potential prospects beneficial to both Israel and his numerous enterprises. Musk's unwavering commitment to driving innovation and transcending limits is clearly evident in his enduring promotion of possibilities. Stay connected for more updates on Elon Musk's ventures and the freshest intelligence in the tech world. In our latest coverage of Cigna News, the potential takeover of the struggling Elbtau project in Hamburg by billionaire Klaus Michael Kuhne is making headlines. This high-profile construction venture recently faced challenges due to the insolvency of its managing company, Cigna Real Estate Management Germany GmbH, a subsidiary of the renowned real estate firm, Cigna. In response to these difficulties, Kuhne, who holds significant influence in Hamburg's business scene, is reportedly contemplating an active role in this project's revival. The Elbtower project, envisioned as a future iconic skyscraper and a centerpiece in Hamburg's skyline, could experience a rejuvenation with Kuhne's involvement. Notably, Kuhne's business interests extend to logistics and transportation, and his potential entry could inject new momentum and resources into this venture. As discussions and negotiations are underway, the Elbtower project's developments are being closely monitored by industry experts and Hamburg residents alike. The possible involvement of Kuhne fuels optimism for the resurgence of this flagship construction project. This could fundamentally enhance Hamburg's architectural landscape and its broader economic prospects. Stay connected for further updates on this unfolding story. The recent news surrounding Tesla reflects the company's multifaceted challenges and victories. The electric car giant, despite its early success and rapid growth, has been experiencing consistent stock sell-offs. The company's shares are expected to continue to struggle in 2024, marking the fourth consecutive year of losses. This predicted persistence of trend underlines the recent struggles Tesla has faced in its stock performance. In Sweden, Tesla has been engaged in significant legal battles with both the government and labor unions. Firstly, after a disruption in vehicle license plate deliveries in Sweden, the company emerged victorious in its ensuing legal face-off with the Swedish authorities. In addition, Tesla is currently in another lawsuit against Sweden, due to the boycott of its business operations by unions which demanded the company to sign a worker agreement. Tesla's refusal has led it to defend its operational rights legally. The presence of Tesla CEO Elon Musk in Israel is another notable development. Musk recently scheduled a meeting with Israel's President Isaac Herzog to discuss the growing concern of online anti-Semitism amidst the escalating Israel-Hamas conflict. Simultaneously, this scheduled visit occurs amidst allegations of anti-Semitism against Musk himself due to his social media posts. Meeting with President Herzog serves as an opportunity for Musk to directly address these issues. During this significant visit to Israel, Musk also met with the former Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. The meeting was against the backdrop of controversy surrounding Musk's alleged anti-Semitic posts. Moreover, Musk took the opportunity to visit a destroyed kibbutz, showing earnest interest in understanding the impact of conflict on the ground. That concludes the roundup of the latest developments surrounding the highly influential Tesla. Please stay connected for more updates. In recent Volkswagen news, the automaker is reportedly facing challenges in its local operations across Africa, despite its presence in several countries within the region. These difficulties include complications with distribution networks and an underdeveloped business infrastructure. Meanwhile, Volkswagen is facing financial struggles marked by ambitious plans to slash costs. The company intends to save as much as 10 billion euros by 2026 through a combination of workforce reductions and other measures. This drastic approach comes amid the ongoing global crisis that has significantly affected sales and manufacturing across the automotive industry. Notably, as Europe's largest automaker, Volkswagen's situation is reflective of the widespread financial difficulties within the industry. The scale of their proposed cost-saving measures, particularly job cuts, highlights the unprecedented challenges posed by the crisis that many companies are forced to navigate. We'll continue monitoring both Volkswagen's local operations in Africa and its cost-cutting efforts. Stay tuned for more updates on these topics and other automotive news. That concludes our discussion on various aspects of the business world and how individuals can navigate and thrive in this ever-changing landscape.